Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Oh, thank you very much, Doug. And I just wanted you to know that BBSRadio.com is terrific. Thank you for bringing me into the BBS family, Doug. Thanks again. Okay. Well, listeners, I am back. And let me just tell you, our focus here today, and hopefully every Monday at 2 p.m., will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Now, please, please, remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. At the end of the day, you need to do your due diligence before buying or selling any stock. That means you have to do your homework. That's key. That's front and center. So please do not forget that. Keep in mind, M&A, which is mergers and acquisitions, is extremely unpredictable. And it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like the company and the stock as a standalone company as well. So just please keep that in mind. If by some chance you don't, after doing your research, there is a company and that you say to yourself, I would not buy this company as a standalone investment, meaning if there was not to be a potential takeover and you would not buy it, then please do not focus on that stock. You're only focusing on stocks that if you do your homework and your due diligence, there is some rumors out there of a potential takeover that make good sense, that are tangible, then you should take a hard look at these companies. Okay. Hi. Okay, let's start. You wouldn't believe what. Look today, first thing in the morning, LifePoint Health, symbol, LPNT, before the market even opens up, is up approximately 40% today. It's getting a takeover offer by an affiliate, Apollo Global Management, a $65 cash bid, $5.6 billion deal. Unbelievable. This is a hospital. The last few days prior to this, this stock was like a dog with fleas. Nobody wanted it. But maybe the catalyst, because there's usually always a catalyst, and we're going to talk about that. The catalyst behind this takeover was that the price of the stock got so inexpensive that the buyers, which are Apollo, just said, I have owned. And then based on that, they must have paid a beautiful premium. But that's on high. So they must have liked this because it was on the cheap. Okay, so we have a call in now. And who's that?
This is Pete. How are you, Bobby?
Pete, thanks for calling.
How are you?
Thank you very much for calling. What do you think about takeover?
Excuse me?
What do you think about takeover talk? What do you think about takeovers in the U.S. capital market? Is that something of some interest to you?
I think, it's interest. It's of interest. And, you know, now since the markets have been doing very well, a lot of companies seem to be ripe for takeovers. My question, and it's just a rumor that I've heard, and it could make sense down the road given the space it's in, that Wendy's at some point could be a takeover target. And I believe the price is around $18. It has moved up quite a bit since I had first started looking at it at $8. And there are rumors around, so I was just wondering if you have heard anything similar or anything to that effect.
Well, Pete, that is a good name. I personally have not heard anything. I know in the past there has been talk. I just saw something the other day, possibly about Papa John's and Wendy's maybe doing something. I don't know exactly what the makeup of that would have been, because I know Papa John's has been front and center over the last 48 to 72 hours. And and Wendy's was in the mix. I don't know in what capacity, but again, to your point, Pete, money is still extremely cheap. And when money is cheap, you know what? You have all these creative ways, these private equity companies, these larger companies such as Yum Brands or maybe PepsiCo is also in the space. They may be looking to acquire some real estate. And maybe you're right, Pete. I'm going to make a note of that. Maybe Wendy's is something that we should all be looking at, Pete. But again, it's very good that you liked it at $8. Were you able to pull the trigger on it at $8?
It was recommended to me at $8. I do a lot of technical work, and at that time, the chart pattern did look very positive at that time, and it looked like it was going to go into the, on a longer term basis. I was looking at it, I believe it was sometime last year, and it looked longer term that it was going to reach these levels. And then with this Papa John talk, if you look at other companies in the space, whether it be McDonald's or what have you, those other companies and stocks are substantially higher. So just put all the pieces to the puzzle together, and it seems to make sense.
Okay, you know what, Pete? I'm gonna jot that down, and I'm gonna do some homework on that as well. And I would like our listeners to also do some homework on that, because as you know, Pete, we all get our best ideas from other people. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's good to have people that have knowledge in different areas of the market, as well as as I mentioned before, I'm more of a technician. Chart analysis, and that usually is the map and footprints to where, at some point a stock price can be heading. But as in my world, we call it price, pattern, and volume. So, at the end of the day, these are the points I look at when I'm looking at a company. And then if the fundamentals make sense, sometimes 2 and 2 does equal 4.
Hey, you know what? That does make good sense. And to your point, sometimes, there are many different crumbs that make a cake. And what you're saying is maybe a little bit technical, maybe obviously a sprinkle of technical, some fundamental. You never know. At the end of the day, there always needs to be some sort of a catalyst. From my understanding and being in the industry for approximately 35 years, there's always some sort of a catalyst behind a takeover. It being possibly similar to what I said about LifePoint. LifePoint had the last few days had gotten obliterated in the stock market, and all of a sudden some very smart people, Apollo Global Management, comes in and makes a tremendous bid for the company. And if you owned it, if you owned one share or you owned 100,000 shares, you saw an appreciation in overnight of almost 40%, Pete.
Sure.
I mean, this is it, yep. It. To me, it doesn't get any better than that. But unfortunately, as we all know, Pete, and you sound like a very sophisticated investor, that takeovers are few and far in between. They're primarily rumors, and you have to be able to weed out the noise. Am I right in a rumor?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, look, Pete, what you're calling, and if you have any other ideas, please call back. And thank you for listening to Takeover Talk. I really appreciate it. Okay? Thanks for calling.
No problem. Yep. Thank you, Bobby. Yep. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great. That was Pete. That was Pete from New York. He had a good idea. He was focusing on Wendy's. I am going to take a hard look at that later on today. And I think everybody else should look at Wendy's. And maybe that is a diamond in the rough, but you got to do your own homework. Pete believes he's done his homework. Now everyone else needs to do their own. Okay. I have to tell you something. I have a bunch of stocks here that I think are so exciting and that have a chance here to be potential public takeovers. I have to tell you this. Let me start right now. Let's go. Let's roll up our sleeves. I want to make sure everyone has a pencil and piece of paper. This is going to be an exciting 55 minutes. Okay, the first company that I'd like to talk about, and feel free to call in. Again, the call-in number, everyone, is 1-888-627-6008. The first company I'm going to talk about is a biotech company. Now, look, we all know biotechnology is extremely risky. But as much risk is there, there's a tremendous amount of reward as well. Again, you got to do your own homework. Don't rely just on anything that I have said or anyone else has said. You have to go do your own homework yourself. If you have a registered stockbroker or a financial advisor, they're always good people to throw ideas off of. Remember, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. Okay, this biotech company is called Tesaro. The symbol is Tom, Sam, Robert, Oscar. The stock is currently trading around $40. Listen to this. The high is approximately, the 52-week high is $136, and the 52-week low is approximately $38. This stock's trading very close to its low at approximately $40. This is a company that's involved in cancer therapies. Believe it or not, this company, from what I have read, has approximately 2 to 3 drugs that have already been approved by the FDA in cancer therapy. Okay? So keep that in mind. That seems to be a very sweet spot on Wall Street and in the M&A world. Now keep in mind, I want you to know something. For the sake of full disclosure, this company has been rumored as a takeover for the last 2 years. This thing has been all over the place, all over the map. Okay? Now again, the takeover rumors recently have been running high, extremely high. Just recently, listen to this, on July 20th, 2018, just a few days ago, there was an article on a website called Biospace that stated that the big drug company, Roche, it's huge, it's a Swiss conglomerate, is rumored to acquire Tesaro. This rumor has been floating around, it states on the website, this rumor has been floating around for about a month. Wow, this is July 20th. This was just a few days ago, okay? So, also, but going back a bit more, on May 22nd, The Motley Fool, which is also another website that has some very good information, some very good analysis, posted on May 22nd and 18th that there were rumors of a takeover as well. But they stated, listen to this, they stated companies such as Pfizer, Gilead Sciences, and Takeda, as well as J&J, could be interested in this property, in this company. Keep in mind that a lot of the bigger, more established biotech and drug companies are looking for additional products that are not only in the late stage, but also, again, I would just tell you, my listeners, you always have a better shot of biotech companies that have products that are already approved by the FDA instead of having to wait and see and play that roulette. Okay? So this company, the Motley Fool, said that, again, they believe that Pfizer, the Sciences, Takeda, and J&J as well could be interested. Okay? Again, this is Tesaro, symbol T-S-R-O. Also, we did a little bit more homework for everybody. On Friday, this past Friday, I spoke to an analyst at Wedbush Securities, a very good brokerage firm. And this analyst covers the stock of Tesaro. Again, T-S-R-O's trading around $40. He said he rated the stock as an Now, an outperform is a bias towards a buy, okay? And his price target His price target was $67. Again, keep in mind, this stock is currently trading at $40. So you have an analyst here stating having it outperform with the price target of $67, and then all of a sudden, on July 20th, you have an article stating from Biospace, which is a website, stating that Roche, the big Swiss conglomerate, is rumored to be to acquire Tesoro. Again, it's just a rumor, but you do me a favor. Jot the name down. Do some homework. Please, put this and the other companies I'm going to talk about here, put them on your radar screen, okay? Just keep an eye on these companies. Just so you know, making money in the stock market, it's not easy, people. It takes a lot of work. So please, I'm just offering you another tool now, okay? Think of a potential takeover as you being in a plane and the plane getting tailwind. So instead of going from New York to California and it taking you 6.5 hours, think of the plane now going back from California to New York and you have tailwind and it's only 5 hours, 5.5 hours. I'm using that as a metaphor for potential takeovers, okay? It's almost like putting the stock that you like, putting it on steroids, meaning that you already know, not from me, but you already know that there's an interest by somebody based on an article or something that you've read that there's an interest possibly takeover of your company or the company you own, okay? And you never know. Just like LifePoint Health, you could wake up one day and your stock could be up 30, 40, 100%. I've seen situations where people have woken up and their stocks were up over 100%. That's also, you know, these are anomalies, but it does happen. Okay. The second stock I'm going to talk about, I know most of you people know this one. It is a low price stock. Okay. And I have to tell you, this is a company that had gone public a few years ago, and just after it went public, it got pummeled. It's called Groupon. The symbol is G, George, Robert, Peter, Nancy. It's trading approximately now at $4.70. Now, as most people know, Groupon allows individuals to purchase goods and services at a deep discount. Now, listen to this. I read an article from thestreet.com, an interesting article dated July 9th, so just recently, okay? They stated that Recode, okay, which is a technology company, reported that Groupon's executives have put the company up for sale. Listen to this. The report states the company is looking to sell and approach, quote, suitable public companies in the past month to drum up interest. The company is an appealing target to takeovers because of its data on millions of users. Now listen to this. In the article, it's a very interesting article, I have to tell you. And again, I get my best ideas from other people. I put these companies, as you see, on my radar screen. And hence, that's the reason why I'm telling you to do this. A professor of Michigan, Ross School of Business, he's a professor. He said Groupon could and should be fired, while he said the company should get a 20 to 25% premium. So he's not talking of a huge premium from where the stock is trading now, okay? But the article is segued in, please listen to this, that the D.A. Davidson Analyst, which is a nice regional brokerage firm, but D.A. Davidson Analyst considers that unjustifiably low. He sets a $12 price on the stock, assuming a sale to a suitor, such as, well, like, a price line, Alibaba, and Alphabet, the old Google, or Facebook. Also, TheStreet.com reported that after the first quarter, now TheStreet.com is also a very good website for information about public companies, okay? After the first quarter of 2018, this may of course be a bit dated, but please do your own homework. The company raised its EBITDA, prompting a Gabellian company, which is a bond broker, a Gabellian company brokerage, promoting it to its best flight 2018. Okay? Wow. Again, that's very compelling, but you have to do your work. Again, this is from what the information that I have. Consider this D.A. Davidson report stating, and I'm telling you, this is a stock that's trading up under $5. He said 12 target on this, assuming a sale. Okay, but at the end of the day, you have to go under the premise that it will not get taken over. So if you're going to buy it, you have to buy it just based on its, you have to check the box just based on its fundamentals. But, again, the D.A. Davidson analyst, he's thinking a $12 price target, assuming a sale. And in the report, I did state that it stated that the company is looking to sell, and to sell the whole company, to sell itself. So this is going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing pans out. So I would just stay tuned on this one. This is extremely, extremely interesting. And again, it is low priced. It's under $5. So just know again, this is extremely speculative. Now, listen to this. The next name I'm going to give you, I believe everybody knows. Okay, this company has been around, I believe, for over 150 years. And this company, over the years, has been rumored numerous times as a potential takeover. The name of the company is Campbell Soup. The symbol, Charlie Peter Boy, CPB. This stock's trading at approximately $41. The 52-week high of this company is trading at approximately $54, and the low is approximately $32, $33. I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of reading the New York Post. I read an article dated not too long ago, a June 22nd article in the New York Post. And at first, it stated that the company stated back in May it was reviewing all aspects of its strategic plans and portfolio composition. That's what the company stated in May. This was in the article, okay? Because back in May, I'm trying to think. I have my notes. I believe it was May. It was mid-May. The CEO of the company had stepped down. Okay, and I'm just reviewing the notes here because I just want to make sure I get it straight. Okay, the New York Post article stated that, believe it or not, this was now on June 22nd, okay? On June 22nd, which is also just recently, the New York Post article stated that Kraft Heinz is very much interested in buying Campbell's and believes the soup maker's management start a sales process soon. The soup and snack company plan to discuss the outcome of their review in late August. Now listen to, this is what the article said. Quote, they will likely put itself, somebody stated in the article as, quote, they will likely put itself up for sale. Okay? That was one of their sources. General Mills has also been shown as a possible Campbell buyer. But the article really focused on Kraft Heinz. Keep in mind now, like I said before, this is what I was trying to find. I'm sorry that I was scrambling around looking for this. That Campbell's CEO, Denise Morrison, retired abruptly on May 18th, just recently, 2018. And the company is now run by a board of director on an interim basis. Like I said, you have to look for certain catalysts that are out there that you say to yourself, maybe the time is now, opposed to later on a potential takeover. Okay? You get an abrupt retirement by the CEO, and the company is now being run by a board of director on an interim basis, and then the company says that they're reviewing their plans and portfolio. I'm going to get back to everybody, all the shareholders, by the end of August. Then we get reports such as this great New York Post article stating that their sources say that the company is going to be up for sale. Unbelievable. So let's dig a little deeper on Campbell's. Let's remember now that 41% of Campbell's Soup, the symbol again, CPB, is currently owned by one family and supposedly has been resistant, you know, keep in mind, has been resistant over the many years to selling the company, okay? Now it even gets more interesting. Let's fast forward to June 7th. Wonderful reporting by the New York Post. Listen to this. That activist Dan Loeb, okay, who runs Third Point Hedge Fund. This guy, I mean, just so you know, I don't know if you know Dan Loeb. I don't know him personally. But a lot of people say he's a very smart guy and he knows value. Some people even say he could be this one of the smartest guys in the room. And like I said to you before, when you're looking to buy potential, when you're looking to get involved in companies that have potential, you know, that could be potential takeovers, you need to surround yourself with smart people, that other people that share the same vision that you have. And you have to think that a gentleman like Dan Loeb, that he sharpened his pencil, okay? And the article stated, this was the June 2nd article, stated that he is in talks with family members who control about the 41% of Campbell shares, and with independent Campbell investors about supporting a plan that would put the sale of the company, that would possibly exploring the sale of the company. I mean, that would be huge because, like I stated, from what I've read, that the shareholders, that control 41% of the company, has been extremely resistant to any potential takeover. The article says that Loeb sees Campbell's as undervalued. Okay? So, again, this gentleman, Dan Loeb, is a very smart guy. And you know what? This kind of reminds me, I'm just going to segue a little bit. If you remember a few years ago, Rupert Murdoch took a run at Dow Jones, and the Dow Jones family was owned, again, had a big control block. I think it was the Bancroft family. But Rupert Murdoch, he wanted the company so bad, he put a very high bid in. I don't know what the number was. I think the stock may have been trading in the 30s. And I think the exact number escapes me, but let's just say it was $65 or something around that. But he wanted the property. My sense is if somebody wants Campbell's, they're going to have to pay a very big premium here. That's just from what I'm getting, from what I surmise from reading everything. Because again, when you have a legacy family involved that has been involved since inception, okay, to make everyone happy and to be able to have, there's a different dynamic, and everyone's got to play nice in the sandbox. Meaning, you know, it's probably just not one individual that's part of the family. It's many members, and you know, there may be there may be a handful of members that want to sell the property, and there may be many, you know, a few members, I'm just speculating, that don't want to sell it. So you know what? So there's a whole different dynamic in this situation. So this is, you know, I'm curious to see how this plays out. Especially, you know, they said they're going to get back to everybody by August 31st. Now listen to this. Still staying focused on Campbell. I tried to find some metrics of valuation for Campbell Soup. Okay? So I found a website. Again, I find these websites. You can find these websites. I just want you to know. It's called valuewalk.com. Okay? And it was something dated May 15th, 2018. I noticed that somebody ran the numbers on Campbell Soup on this website, valuewalk.com. You can go to it and take a look at it as well. On my takeaway that I got from reading it, and it's you know, it's pretty detailed. If somebody ran the numbers and got an adjusted valuation of $67.24. Now, that was stated on the website. Again, this stock's only trading at $40 now. But please, please, do your own homework, okay? You got to do your due diligence on Campbell. Again, the company's internal review shows stated will be completed by August 31st. So to everybody, good luck. But I'm going to try to keep everyone abreast of what's going on, try to keep everyone in real time. Now, again, when I'm online and I'm doing my due diligence or whatever, there may be other information that maybe, you know, I did not see or that I overlooked. So please, I'm not 100% on anything. Nobody is, but always continue. If there's any names here, if it was Campbell that you want to put on your radar screen, okay? Or if it was Groupon so far, or if it's Tesoro, the biotech company, please again, you have to continually do your homework on it or ask a professional what their thought process is on these, okay? Again, there's a lot of risk in everything, but again, these are potential takeovers, so the upside, the reward, could be substantial as well. Okay. Now, another single-digit potential takeover play that I bet. Again, this is really, really speculative. This is a company called Weatherford International. Weatherford International, the symbol is Willie Frank Tom. WFT is an oil field service company. Okay? Listen to this. The stock is trading at approximately $3.35. The 52-week high is only $4.72, and the low is $2.07. Now, if you remember this company back in the day, a few years ago, was a high flyer. Unbelievable. But unfortunately, it looked to me like there was a train wreck here. And now the company is just trying to get back on the tracks here. So I did some homework. I found the Financial Times, a very good publication. The Financial Times, people, on June 24th, that reported that Weatherford International is being targeted again. I'm always looking for a catalyst. Look at this. An activist. Okay? And you ready? And after a decade of performance, Q Investments, that's the letter Q Investments, it was stated, is a hedge fund that has taken a small stake in Weatherford International and has urged the board to sell its or the entire company before it, his words now, over-levered capital structure destroys what remains the value the shareholders, the remaining value of the shareholders, okay, of what the shareholders have left. These are his words. I think Q Investments is serious. They've done their homework, okay? Again, they have to continue to do their homework. But they believe that the best road this moment, this second, he said, quote, we believe, in the article, we believe the most viable path would be to sell the entire company. However, it said, we would be open to any and all alternatives. This is what Q Investment said, which was in the article, okay, of the Financial Times. Unbelievable. Now, keep in mind, listen to this. Talk about how the pieces might come to. Again, Weatherford International. The current CEO, Mark McCollum, was the former CFO, okay, which is the chief financial officer of an oil giant called Halliburton. Halliburton is a monster of Weatherford International. So back in 2017, I believe, the former CFO of its biggest competitor, Halliburton, becomes the CEO. So let's connect the dots, okay? If somebody wanted to connect the dots, so one could possibly draw a conclusion, okay? I'm not drawing a conclusion, but somebody can draw a conclusion that they be a viable suitor of Weatherford International, which just was stated in a March 7th, going back to 2017, it goes back well over a year, roughly a year and a half, a March 7th, 2017 magazine article stated that. Okay? But keep in mind, as in Shakespeare, sometimes past is prologue. So sometimes things that happen in have an effect on what's going to happen in this was what was stated by past his prologue. That's me. Okay? I didn't quote that, but that's Shakespeare. Okay? But again, stated that Halliburton might be a suitor for Weatherford International. Okay? So, you know, you do your own homework again. Understand what's going on. There's a lot of moving pieces here. But keep in mind, it's a low price stock, and it's extremely speculative. Okay? That was Weatherford International. Now, keep in mind, I almost forgot to tell you this. On Weatherford, I found a price target from RBC, which is a big brokerage firm in Canada, Royal Bank of Canada, and they had spread a $5 a share price target on the website of 24/7 Wall Street. That's another website called 24/7 Wall Street, and that was dated from what I saw approximately a month ago. And Royal Bank of Canada had a $5 price target on Weatherford International. Now, again, I don't know, that was a month ago, if that target has changed, if that price target has changed, you're going to have to do your own homework on that. But again, this is a stock, it's $3.30 a share. Back in the day, this was a very high flyer. Obviously, you know, a takeover might bring price to shareholders as well. But this one, you know, to me, this one has a lot of hair on it. So, you know, please do your homework on this one as well. Okay? So, again, I just spoke about Weatherford International. Okay? Before that, we talked about Campbell Soup. Before that, we talked about Groupon. And we started the show talking about Tesoro. Now let's move on. Okay? I did mention to you, I have a bunch of companies that I believe that you should put on your radar screen. Okay? So, now, let's move on here. There are so many more companies that have been mentioned as potential takeover targets out there. So, let me move on again. Another one that is in the biotech space is a company that's called Puma Biotechnology. Now, the symbol here is Peter Boy Yellow Ida, PBYI. Now, the FDA, I believe, back in 2017, for what I read, approved their breast cancer drug. Okay, this is a stock that's trading at approximately, I think, $51, $52. The 52-week high in this stock is approximately $136, $137. That's right, the 52-week high. The 52-week low is $47. Again, the stock is trading at approximately $51 to $52. Now, I'm going to go back a bit. But kind of just bear with me on this. But know I'm going back and kind of just remember the dates that I'm telling you. Because this is not this is not in real time, because this is back in December 19, 2017. So it's approximately 7 months ago. You know, I always like to be able to find something that's a bit more, a bit more up to date. But I found this December 19, 2017. It said, this was from Investors Business Daily, and they wrote in their article that they believe, now Investors Business Daily is a heck of a company, as you all know, okay? They got a lot of very smart people there. They wrote that Puma could be a takeover target in 2018. So that, by definition, that kind of got me going. That kind of got my juices going. As you can tell, I'm always looking for companies where there's always somebody who is obviously much smarter than me and that might have a lot more information than me believe that could, that the company that they're talking about could be a takeover target, especially if they believe it could be in 2018. The article was in December 2017, okay? Because as we know, timing plays a big role in all this as well. Again, hence, that's the reason why you always want to be able to do your homework. You want to at least be able to check the box and say, I'd buy or any other company just based on its fundamentals. Being a potential takeover, I know I'm beating you guys to death on this. But again, that would be the cherry on, that would be the cherry on the sundae. So let's get back to this. Investors Business Daily wrote that Puma could be a takeover target in 2018. Now, there has been speculation in the past on a few websites that a big company, you may know it, called Gilead Sciences, is on the lookout for a potential acquisition in the cancer space. As you guys know, if you do your homework, Gilead Sciences, wow. They are very, very, very big and they have a lot of smart people there at Gilead. Okay, so if it is on their radar screen, it should be on our radar screen as well. Now, it was on Investors Business Daily that they mentioned that. I know it was on many websites that they mentioned Gilead Sciences. Now, listen to this. Now, that was back December 19, 2017. Let's fast forward this. I'd say around 2018, less than a month ago, okay? The rumors again started to heat up again on Puma. I believe that possibly the catalyst for the rumors to start heating up was because the European Medicines Agency, which I believe, from what I was told, is kind of like the FDA of Europe, adopted a positive trend vote for its breast cancer treatment. And maybe the reason why the stock stock had come down from its high over the last few months, after the last few months, is because this decision follows a reexamination of a committee in February 2018. So now it looks like they may be doing a total 180. Loomis says the committee plans to hold a final vote at its next meeting. Well, this would be big, because then Puma would not only be able to sell their treatment here in the United States, which I was told from what I read, they have FDA, but then over time they would be able to sell their treatment in Europe as well. And hence, the value of the company, I would think, the franchise would be worth more if they got that European decision and if it was favorable. So all I'm going to tell you is this: stay tuned. Okay? The rumor mill seems to have started again, and it's heating up on Puma. Okay? Again, that was Puma Biotechnology, PBYI. Stock is trading, I told you, around $51, $52. The 52-week high is approximately $136, and the low is approximately $47. So that was Puma Biotechnology. Now, let's talk about one I believe is has been front and center. And a lot of people use their app. Okay? It's a company called Snapchat. You know what is Snapchat? The symbol is SNAP, Sam Nancy. And I'm going back to May 4th, 2018. I read a good article on this website called InvestorPlay. Very good website. It's informative. I mention these things, but you may want to jot them down, and you may want to also, you know, take a look at these websites, because you can get some very good information, and it will help you do your own due diligence as well and do your homework. It discussed Snap Inc. And how easily it became a takeover target. Because the stock had traded to its 52-week low back then, I would say, of approximately $10.50. Snapped out approximately $13.50. Keep in mind, 52-week high is a little bit over $21, and the low is approximately $10.50. Now, it said, given the size, this article, very good article, on InvestorPlace stated, given the size and attractiveness of Snapchat, its audience, and its success in the social realm, any of the fast companies, which, as you know, is, you know, Facebook, you know, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Netflix, with the possible exception of Netflix, growing Netflix probably be ready, willing, and able to buy Snap for at least $20 billion. Okay? Now, let me help you put things in perspective. They said, on that article, they said at least $20 billion. The current valuation right now is currently under $7 billion. Okay? They said other inquiries, as potential target, suitors might be the Chinese internet giant Tencent, which, believe it or not, already owns 10% of Snap. Okay? So keep that in mind. They're already at the dance, if you know what I'm saying, the proverbial dance. And Alibaba, as well as American internet conglomerate IAC Interactive, may also be interested in Snap. Okay? So this was a very good article that I found. Again, it was dated May 4th, 2018 on Investor Place, the website. There may be other more current information on not, but that does not mean that you could not find it, okay? So, well, let me get going here because I'd like to get a couple more before my time is up, because I know you guys are eager and you have your pen and paper out. Okay. Now, this one also, you're going to scratch your head and say, Bobby, I'm not too sure about this one. Okay. It's called EBAY. Last time I checked a few hours ago, the stock was trading at $33.60. Yeah. They seemed to disappoint Wall Street a few days ago with their earnings report. And then the stock got clocked. I mean, it got obliterated. Okay? And it's currently trading close to its 52-week low, which is approximately $33.50. The 52-week high is approximately $47. Okay? Now, if you're trading at these levels, my thought process, bring out potential takeover suitors. So, I went back to do a little homework myself, and I didn't find anything recent in reference to eBay over Target. But I thought because something may be similar to, last point had traded down to close to its 52-week low, and maybe that would be a catalyst for somebody wanting to shake the tree and be a potential suitor. So I had to go back to July 26, 2016. That's 2 years ago, folks. Yeah. Say, Bobby, that's old stuff. It must be. But please, listen to what TheStreet.com said back there in their report. In the report, it stated, the suitor may be foreign, such as Alibaba, with Alphabet and Walmart, and possibly private equity might be interested as well. Again, people, I know this article was 2 years ago, but it's just worth looking at. You know, it's just worth looking back in the rearview mirror on this one. So please, again, a lot of these bigger companies, these private equity people, I don't know, sometimes something goes off when a price hits a certain, when a company hits a certain market capitalization and they may believe it's on the cheap, okay? I'm just trying to color inside the lines here for everybody. So that was eBay, okay? So please, take a hard look at that. I think I have a few more minutes here, and there's one more company I'd like to talk about. A lot of people know this company. It's called Pandora. Okay? It's called Pandora. Pandora Media. It's currently trading at $8.20. 52-week low is a little bit over $4, and the 52-week high is almost $10. Now, most people know it as a music streaming platform. It's an interesting company. I read a good article back on June 26, 2018. The Investor Place website again seems to be a good place to find good stuff, I have to tell you, good information. They said there was some hefty dose of M&A potential in this name. They said Pandora stock may make an interesting acquisition for a tech company like AT&T and Verizon. This was back, I know, going back a few months, January 22nd, 2018. Now remember, Sirius Radio XM already made a 50 per share offer to Pandora last year. Radio laid a $15 per share offer, as stated in the article. They finally agreed to a $480 million, 16% ownership in Pandora. That's what they worked at. Now, that's defend off a bid by the big private equity house, KKR. Okay? Which then KKR then announced a $50 million investment to fend off another private Corvex management. Please, keep in mind, this article was written when the price was just $4. It's now over. Also, make note of this. Liberty Media CEO, Greg Maffei, CEO, keep in mind, Liberty Media CEO, Greg Maffei, is also chairman of Pandora. Liberty Media has a fabulous record of enhancing shareholder value in the media space. He's now the chairman of Pandora. As recently as May 25th, 2018, this is May 25th, 2018. And this article mentioning as a possible takeover, and it mentioning Pandora as a possible takeover target. It stated that Chairman Maffei has previously expressed interest in buying Pandora at the right. That's what it stated in that article. It also stated that some investors see Pandora as a potential takeover target, saying that it is a brokerage firm, a very good brokerage firm, a top-notch brokerage firm. SunTrust Robinson Humphreys listed the possibility as part of their thesis for the stock market takeover. The potential takeover target, saying that brokerage firm SunTrust Robinson Humphreys the possibility as part of their thesis, that it was a possibility in their thesis that it could be taken over as well. This goes back to the Bankman's Oath. Like I said, May 25th, 2018. I believe I've given you a bunch of companies that you need to take a hard look at here. Tesoro, Groupon, Campbell Soup, Weatherford International, Puma Biotechnology, Snap Inc., eBay, Pandora. These are all companies that I think you should just put on your radar screen. But do me a favor. Do me the biggest favor. Do your homework on this. I have a couple more minutes here. Again, I have to tell you, keep in mind, it's been a pleasure for all. I'd like to think that we're going to do this every Monday at 2 p.m. Somebody once mentioned to me, something is only worth what somebody is willing to pay for it. Similar to public companies and potential takeovers. You can't wish that your company is going to get taken over. Just doesn't happen that way. It takes hard work, everybody. You got to do your homework. But please keep in mind, there are certain catalysts that are out there that you need to look for. Again, we touched upon an activist investor, two of them here, one on Campbell's, one on Weatherford International. Okay? They're in the mix here. Smart group of ladies. Men and ladies, doing homework. Again, you want to surround yourself. You want to be part of a group of people that are smart people that do their homework. Also, companies such as Groupon that you read if it's true, I'd like to think it's true. It was in an article stating that the company that they have is up for sale. Okay? If that's to be the case, that within itself says volumes. Okay? That maybe there is an interest there. They just need to, if they can find the right price, the right suitor. So, at the end of the day, there are so many potential companies out there that have the potential also to be takeover targets. I've given you a handful today, but as the gentleman Pete called in, he said we should take a hard look at Wendy's. I'm going to do some homework on Wendy's. Feel free. My email address is rcohen9074@aol.com. That's rcohen9074@aol.com. Please email me if you have any questions, if you have any ideas. I always want to be able to make this show a much better show and productive for everybody who's listening. I hope that you all got something from this show today. And I want to thank everybody again for taking the time over the last hour to listen to Takeover Talk. I'm Bobby Cohen, and you've been listening on BBSRadio.com. And I want to thank Doug again for having me and allowing me to be on his radio platform, BBSRadio.com. And again, I'm Bobby Cohen. You have a great day. You have a great week. And I'll be back to you next Monday at 2 p.m. This has been Takeover Talk, and I'm Bobby Cohen. Thank you very much. Thank you again.